Because of the importance of President Roosevelt's address to Congress, we'd like to remind you again that the transcription of the talk will be broadcast over WJSV at 10:45 this evening for the benefit of those of our listeners who are unable to hear it at the time of its original delivery. Facile fingers of Johnny Saab bring us now one of the season's best ballads, White Sails. In response to numerous requests, Johnny Saab now complies and plays his theme song in entirety. Nicely done, Johnny. I'm sure that leaves nothing to be desired. For the past 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, you've been taking time out with Johnny Saab, who has been performing at the console of the Hammond Electric Organ. Johnny will be back again tomorrow evening at this same time. Hugh Conover speaking. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. WJSV, Washington.
Presenting Harry McTagg, your good, rich sports reporter with up-to-the-minute news from the world of sports. These programs are made possible by the cooperation of your local Goodrich dealers and Goodrich Silvertown stores. And now, Harry McTagg.
Thank you, Warren, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Yankees took their third straight game from the Chicago White Sox this afternoon, winning out 5-2. The Yankees scored 5 runs off 10 hits. They made no errors. Chicago, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Russo and Dickey, the battery for New York. Dietrich, Brown, and Tresh working for Chicago. Dietrich, the losing pitcher. Bill Dickey homered in the third inning with one on for the Yanks, and Joe Gordon in the third with nobody on. The Boston Red Sox beat the St. Louis Browns 6-2. Boston, 6 runs, 9 hits, no error. St. Louis, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Gailhouse and Desautels for Boston. Kramer and Horshaney for St. Louis. Cronin homered in the seventh with one on for Boston. Kramer homered in the third with nobody on for St. Louis. And Neighbors in the seventh with nobody on. The Detroit Tigers beat out the Philadelphia Athletics 7-6. Detroit 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Philadelphia 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Pippen, Rowe, Bridges, and York for Detroit, with Rowe the winning pitcher. Beckman and Hayes work for Philadelphia. Rudy York homered in the eighth with nobody on. The Cleveland Indians beat the Washington Senators 6-3. Cleveland 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Washington 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Milner and Hemsley for Cleveland. Bass, Carrasquel, and Farrell for Washington. Charlie Gilbert homered in the 7th with one man on. The Boston Bees and the Pittsburgh Pirates played a doubleheader this afternoon, with Pittsburgh winning both games. The first 6-4. Pittsburgh 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Boston 4 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Johnny Gee and Sussy, the battery for Pittsburgh. Vigo, Callahan, and Macy working for Boston. In the second game, the Pirates scored 7 runs off 10 hits, made 1 error. Boston, no runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. Swigart and Mueller, the battery for Pittsburgh. Posadell and Lopez working for Boston. Chuck Klein homered in the fourth with one on for Pittsburgh. The Chicago Cubs beat the New York Giants 9-3. Chicago, 9 runs, 14 hits, no errors. New York, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Paso and Mancuso for Chicago. Lorman, Melton, Brown, and Danning for New York. Lorman, the losing pitcher. Hank Lieber homered in the first with two on for the Cubs. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Philadelphia Phils 8-3. Cincinnati, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors. Philadelphia, 3 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. Derringer and Lombardi for Cincinnati. Paul Derringer getting his 23rd win of the season. For Philadelphia, it was Pearson, Kirsich, and Warren. Pearson, the losing pitcher. Lonnie Frey homered in the sixth with one on. Brooklyn and St. Louis. The Brooklyn Dodgers are leading the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 going into the last half of the ninth inning. Hamlin and Todd, the battery for Brooklyn. McGee started for St. Louis. He was relieved by Weiland in the seventh. Davis in the seventh, and Padgett the catcher. Hamlin homered for Brooklyn in the third with nobody on, and Slaughter in the first with nobody on for the Cardinals. Motorists, it's only once in a blue moon that you hear about a really unusual offer. And this is one of those times. A chance to get a miniature reproduction of your own license plate with keychain attached for only 10 cents. Believe me, this keychain is a hit clear across the country. It's going like wildfire. Motorists everywhere want it. In fact, at the Goodrich Arena at the New York World's Fair, where Jimmy Lynch and his daredevil drivers are performing, people are standing in line waiting to get these keychains. And here's how you can get one, too. Just mail a letter to the B.F. Goodrich Company, station WJSV, Washington, giving your name and address and license plate number, and enclose 10 cents in coin or stamps to cover cost of handling. There's no obligation, nothing to buy. Remember, this keychain has a miniature reproduction of your own license plate attached, made of brass with smooth corners, with your own number. If you want to beat the rush, take my advice and mail your request to the B.F. Goodrich Company, station WJSV, Washington, with 10 cents in coin or stamps, right away. Heavyweight champion Joe Louis has a great deal of respect for the man who went 11 rounds with him last night. The Brown Bomber describes Bob Pastor as a tough game opponent. He admits that Pastor's gameness and boxing skill had him puzzled until a crashing right-hand blow ended the scheduled 20-round battle in the 11th round. Louis's co-manager, John Roxborough, says Pastor shook up the champion a bit in the 8th round. Pastor, outweighed by more than 15 pounds, made a surprising comeback after being floored four times in the first round and once in the second by Louis's dynamite-laden fists. He did a little of the running and backpedaling that carried him through 10 rounds with Louis 2 years ago. In the 8th, 9th, and 10th rounds, he forced the fighting, and in the 8th round, he even made Louis cover up and retreat. The beating he took in the early rounds, however, robbed Pastor of his strength, and a whistling right-hander to the jaw early in the 11th round put him on the floor for the count. After the fight, promoter Mike Jacobs announced that Pastor would probably be matched with Max Baer this winter, and later, he may meet Tony Galento for the doubtful privilege of fighting Louis again. The New York Yankees are getting ready for their fourth straight World Series, but it won't seem like a World Series to any of the old-timers without old Iron Man Lou Gehrig anchored out there on first base. It wasn't so much that Lou was a colorful figure standing out there on the initial sack. It was more than that he was there giving the game all he had every minute, whether it was an exhibition or one of the many World Series games he's helped to win. None can deny that Henry Louis Gehrig left a good record behind him when he broke a skein of 2,130 consecutive games this year. His lifetime fielding average with the Yanks was .992, and his batting average was .338. He holds more records in the American League than we have time to tell you about. One was that he is tied with Babe Ruth in leading the league in home runs for 12 years. Gehrig was in Detroit on May the 2nd this year when he broke his Iron Man string, and significantly enough, old Wally Pipp was in the stands at Griggs Stadium that day also. And Wally Pipp, to use his own words, knew the Iron Horse when he was a colt. Pip was as unhappy as Lou himself that day, even though he had cause to be jealous of Lou in former years. It was Pip's job that Lou Gehrig took back in 1925 when the Yankees were grunting along in seventh place. It happened like this. One day, Pip went into the clubhouse after batting practice and asked the trainer for an aspirin. Doc Wood suggested that Pip take a rest that day, adding, "We'd let that kid Gehrig play first today." The kid did all right. He got in a couple of base knocks and had a perfect day in the field. He stayed in the next day for many days thereafter. In fact, for 15 straight years. Gehrig had a couple of close calls, however, in maintaining his amazing endurance record. There was that time in Detroit when he was suffering from lumbago so badly that he wore an electric pad on his back until game time. He went into the game as leadoff man, sent a ball sailing over the second baseman's head. A runner was sent in, and Lou went home to bed. When he first went with the Yankees, he was making something like $2,000 a year. His top was $36,000. And all told, in 15 years, the Yankees shelled him $386,000 out of the money sack. Perhaps the Yanks don't need Lou Gehrig to help them win the World Series. They have some pretty classy hitters in DiMaggio, George Selkirk, Charlie Keller, and a half a dozen others. And besides, didn't they win the pennant hands down without him? Well, yes. But then his old friends miss Lou, and if you ask them, they'll tell you so. They hate to see any old-timer pass out of the picture. Gehrig, as you know, is suffering from a rare disease. The doctors say that he can be cured, but that he will never play ball again. He's still on the Yankee active player list and will remain on the payroll until the end of the season. After that, he may be used in some executive capacity with the club, although nobody wants to comment on that right now. Anyway, perhaps the highest tribute ever paid to Gehrig was by Clark Griffith, the owner of the Washington Senators. Griffith never had much love for the Yankees, as you may know, but once when he was asked to name an all-time all-star team, he reeled off a list of names and wound up with, "And I'll take Gehrig. He's reliable." Now, I have a real sporting proposition for all you fans who drive a car. I want you to listen to two or three safety slogans, and then, for safety's sake, to do all in your power to live up to them. Here they are. Lose a minute and save a life. Children should be seen and not hurt. Step on your speed, urge, instead of your gas pedal. Yes, safety, like charity, begins at home. When motorists make up their minds to do just a little bit more than is demanded of them, our streets and highways will be safer for everyone. An extra driving courtesy in accident prevention comes well-conditioned equipment. Last year, unsafe tires were responsible for thousands of dangerous skids. With driving speeds what they are, with smooth, oil-filmed roads, with today's heavy traffic, it just doesn't pay to ride around on anything but the safest tires. So have your car equipped with Goodrich Safety Silvertowns. No other tire gives you Lifesaver tread skid protection. And no other tire gives you Golden Fly blowout protection. For unsurpassed tire safety, for honest tire economy, have your nearest Goodrich Silvertown tire dealer equip your car with Silvertowns. The Chicago Bears are monopolizing the ground-gaining brackets of the National Football League standings. The first standings issued today show three Bears at the top of the heap. Little Bob Swisher, the Bears halfback, handed everyone a surprise when he knocked off 85 yards in eight attempts. Joe Manisi gained 84 yards in 14 tries. The freshman honors for the opening week of play was snagged by Bill Osmanski, who ticked off 64 yards in 10 dashes. Passing efficiency standings also showed a Chicagoan tied for top honors. Bernie Masterson completed 6 of 11 passes to rival Arnie Herber of the Green Bay Packers. However, Herber bested Masterson in yardage on passes by a margin of 138 yards to 129. Pass receivers were topped by Bob McChesney of Washington, who caught 4. Bill Smith of Chicago's Cardinals gained 83 yards on passes to lead that category. Smith also piled up 17 points to top the scorers. Ralph Kercheval of Brooklyn, Jack Manders of the Bears, and Smith each kicked a field goal. Alfred Gwynn Vanderbilt has invited three great horses to settle the American three-year-old championship at a mile and 3/16 in the third Pimlico special on November the 1st. Specially embossed cards are in the mail addressed to Chaladon, Johnstown, and 8:30. They've been selected from a list of five horses nominated by turf riders in a national poll. Directors of the Maryland Jockey Club say that the three were named for these reasons. First, although C.S. Howard's Kayak II and T.B. Martin's Cravat also were nominated by the riders, Chaladon, Johnstown, and 8:30 led the poll. Second, Kayak II and Cravat are four-year-olds and so are ineligible for the three-year-old title. Last year in the great race, Seabiscuit humbled War Admiral. Gene Ostafer, St. John's High School coach, has been named coach of the Washington President professional football team. His appointment was announced today after Dick Nelson, former Maryland University star, was forced to turn down the coaching job. The Brooklyn Dodgers are on top of the National League football heap today. They are the only two-game winners of the infant season. Last night, they handed the Cleveland Rams their second straight setback, 23-12, before 12,000 fans at Ebbets Field. Jack Dempsey, former heavyweight boxing champion, is going to referee at the boxing show presented by the Washington Society for the Blind. He has volunteered to referee the five-round feature between Tony Novak, national amateur heavyweight champion, and Jimmy Deckard, district Golden Gloves champion. The boxing carnival will be presented at Griffith Stadium on Friday night, October the 11th. That's all for tonight. Thanks for listening, and so long.
Be sure to listen in again tomorrow night, same time, same station, for another Sports Review with Harry McTighe. And in the meantime, replace those worn, unsafe tires with good, rich, safety Silvertowns with Lifesaver tread skid protection and Golden Ply blowout protection. Stop in at your nearest Goodrich dealer or Goodrich Silvertown store. They offer you your choice of three ways to buy. You can pay cash, open a liberal 30-day charge account, or make your own long, easy budget turns.
Make a cabin old pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree. Now she's not alone in the hills tonight, but it's there in her heart she'll always be. Though we've drifted apart, still they cut out my heart when they cut down the old pine tree. They cut down the old pine tree and they haul it away to the mill. To make a cabin old pine for that sweetheart of mine, they cut down the old pine tree.
This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital.
Down our little cabin and see who all is visiting us tonight. There's Bill and Henry and Jim and Frank and Tubby, they're all here. Come on, Sam, prospect and Sam, sing the...
6 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-jewel Bulova President, in the charm and color of natural gold. curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. WJSV, Washington.
Just like my love, the love. nonsense. All nonsense. All nonsense. All nonsense. All nonsense. All nonsense. Yeah, all nonsense FM.
Selbst hilft, wenn du Kompromisse findest. Selbst hilft, Kandidaat zal zijn om zichzelf eventueel als de partij dat wenst op te volgen. Ja, je kunt zeggen, de gemeenteverkiezingen, de N-VA wil ze nationaliseren.
Ik heb in de commissie gezegd, wanneer ik het standpunt van de regering bekend maakte, voor mij is de grondwet geen vodje papier. En ik wil niet hebben dat morgen avonturiers van links of rechts het voorbeeld van Tindemans zouden inroepen om avonturen goed te praten in dit land. Daarmee rekening gehouden. Na de scheldwoorden en de beledigingen en de aanvallen die ik de laatste dagen heb moeten incasseren, tot daar even nog de insinuaties hier op deze tribune, zeg ik, voor mij is er maar één conclusie. Ik ga van deze tribune weg. Ik ga naar de koning en ik bied het ontslag van de regering aan.
Thank you. every day, just to drive to my baby. Throwing 10 sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Lichtblauw, donkerblauw, helderblauw, bleekblauw, felblauw, matblauw, paarsblauw, zwartblauw, groenblauw, grijsblauw, kristalblauw, saffierblauw, aquamarijnblauw, turkooisblauw, kobaltblauw, indigo blauw, Korenbloemblauw. Viooltjesblauw. Gentiaanblauw. Lavendelblauw. Parelmoernachtblauw. Midnachtsblauw. Lichthemelsblauw. Hemelsblauw. Pauwblauw. Parkietblauw. IJsvogelblauw. Walvisblauw. Zeeblauw. Oceaanblauw. Diepblauw. Chartresblauw. Onze Lieve Vrouw blauw. Delfts blauw. Pruisisch blauw. Chagall blauw. Staalblauw. Olieblauw. Petroleumblauw. Koningsblauw. Marineblauw. Politieblauw. En blauw, blauw. Geen appelblauw.
Thank you. Goethe. Mein Lied. Wie herrlich leuchtet mir die Natur, wie glänzt die Sonne, wie lacht die Flur. Es dringen Blüten aus jedem Zweig und tausend Stimmen aus dem Gesträuch und Freud und Wonne aus jeder Brust. O Erd, o Sonne, o Glück, o Lust, o Lieb, o Liebe, so golden schön wie Morgenwolken auf jeden Höhen. Du segnest herrlich das frische Feld, im Blümendampfe die volle Welt. O Mädchen, Mädchen, wie lieb ich dich, wie blinkt dein Auge, wie liebst du mich? So liebt die Lerche Gesang und Luft und Morgenblumen den Himmelsduft. Wie ich dich liebe mit warmem Blut, wie du mir Jugend und Freud und Mut zu neuen Liedern und Tänzen gibst. Sei ewig glücklich, wie du mich liebst.
Ik heb de dapperen lief, maar het is niet genoeg om ijzervreter te zijn. Je moet ook weten wiens ijzer je wilt vreten. En vaak is het dapperder om je in te houden en voorbij te lopen, zodat je je krachten kunt sparen voor een waardiger vijand. Je moet alleen vijanden hebben die te haten zijn, geen vijanden om te verachten. Je moet trots zijn op uw vijand. Dat heb ik u al eens geleerd. Voor de waardige vijand, vrienden, moet u uw krachten sparen. Daarom moet u aan veel voorbij lopen. Vooral aan veel gepeupel dat uw oren verdooft met praatjes over volk. En volken, houd uw ogen zuiver van hun voor en tegen. Er is daar veel recht en veel onrecht. Wie daar naar kijkt, wordt toornig. Schouwen en erop losschouwen, dat is daar hetzelfde. Ga dus weg naar de bossen en leg uw zwaard te slapen. Ga uw eigen weg en laat volk en volkeren hun wegen gaan. Duistere wegen voorwaar, waarop geen enkele hoop meer bliksem flitst. Laat de koopman maar heersen, daar waar alles wat nog blinkt koperengoud is. De tijd van de koningen is voorbij. Wat zich nu volk noemt, verdient geen koningen. Zie toch hoe die volkeren nu zelf doen, zoals de kooplieden. Ze rapen zelfs uit elk afval de kleinste voordeeltjes op. Ze roeren op elkaar. Ze roeren op iets van elkaar. Dat noemen ze goed nabuurschap. O zalige verre tijd, toen een volk tot zichzelf sprak. Ik hoop een heer zijn. Want, broeders, het beste moet heersen, het beste wil ook heersen. En waar de leer anders luidt, daar ontbreekt het aan het beste.
Brüderchen, komm, tanz mit mir, beide Hände. Einmal hin, einmal her, rundherum, das ist nicht schön.